Can I raise a point of order? My name is David O'Sullivan, and I'm the official candidate. Can I just make a little point? Because I think it's, I've been arbitrarily excluded from the platform tonight, and it's my democratic right to be on the platform. Every husband I've attended,
I've been on the platforms,
and I would like to put it to a vote for the people in here for my democratic right to speak on the platform. Under conditions where the two-party system is breaking down, whereby people should have the widest possible view of the electorate of what party is going to be.
Can I ask what party are you representing?
Socialist Equality Party, actually on the ballot.
Okay.
Can we ask it to put it to the vote, please?
All right, would everybody put their hands up and would like him off on the platform speaking for most of the evening? How the community centre divides this evening. First of all, limited space, as you can see from our standing, and because of our limited time and resources, it was decided we would ask the five parties got the most votes in the last general election. They were the four who are represented here on the platform, plus UKIP, who did not deign to reply. Now, we are, in fact, therefore, missing two of our candidates tonight. We are missing Keir Starmer, and we are missing our UKIP candidate. But I think what we have agreed, and Mick has already written to David O'Sullivan about it, we're having initial 5 minutes. No more. 5 minute talks by each of these four candidates here. I don't know whether that one will be 5 minutes. And then David will have a chance to do his 5 minutes.
Well, as a candidate, I should have exactly the same right as every other candidate. This is an election.
Will you come up and take your five minutes?
No, I should be on the platform.
Yeah. All right.
Have a vote.
All right, who would like him up on the platform? There's not much room. Who would like him on the platform? All right, who would not like him on the platform? I think he's right, he's voted to be on the platform.
Thank you very much.
It's called democracy.
Does Sullivan go next, or do we deal with the mainstream and then go to David?
I say thank you for the vote for me and the people who vote against me. This is my opportunity. I've just got a statement prepared earlier. I'll read it out to you. We're now in the seventh year of the 2008 financial crash that brought the global economy to the point. Yet all the massive bailouts to the banks, endless austerity, everywhere the ruling elite are using the financial collapse to justify unprecedented acts on the social conditions of the world. Virtually every single worker's wages have stagnated. And at the same time, benefits have been cut, rents have increased. It's virtually impossible for young people to get housing crisis in particular acute in London. There are 20 million people in Britain living in this country. All the major parties agree for austerity. Measures that would dwarf the austerity measures that have been in place. Despite this, or rather because of it, the stock markets keeps booming and the rich are getting richer. Just 65 people own as much as half the world's population. The richest of Britain's billionaires have more than doubled their wealth since 2009. The richest 1,000 families now control a total of £1 billion. That's about 70% of the public expenditure. London is now has 80 billionaires, up by 75 from last year. The head of the population is got the most billionaires in the world. In London, just one family, the Grosvenor family, much as 6 million people, then half the population of London. It's these people, and this is the important point I want to make, it is these people, the super rich, not Parliament, who runs Britain. All these parties are committed to further massive spending cuts. That is why, just before the Parliament was rescinded, the election to take place, a budget responsibility bill was rushed through to permit any future government to permanent austerity. Whatever party or coalition of parties form the next election, The Royal Mandate, no fundamental... All of them are bought and paid for tools. Super rich. Every major decision that would be continued to be made would be made on the only constituency that is the corporate elite. Millions of people understand this, and that is why the two-party system is an alternative to austerity. The SEP also warns, the Socialist Equality also, about the question of war, fight against science on. As in 1914 and 1939, humanity was threatened by a catastrophe. NATO powers, led by the United States and Britain, have used fascist-led to Ukraine, which they support in an orchestrate, to dispatch thousands of troops and also sophisticated weapons on the war. They want the regime change in Moscow as part of a broader geopolitical strategy. Just as the beginning of the 20th century, this offensive is to control Eurasia, the vast landmass of Eastern Europe and Western Europe, through the Middle East and China. All the major parties are trying to find a way out of the economic abyss and the crisis that they put the world in. Workers and young people must draw the bitter lessons of Greece. Widespread social discontent expressed itself in the victory of the party called Syriza, the local coalition of the radical left, in the election in January this year. Syriza was an anti-establishment, anti-austerity party, and which the Greens were part of, and it carried out every single cut that the European Union agreed to. So we're saying the only alternative is a socialist alternative. We ask for your support by SEP. Thank you.